Hey, everybody, it's Bruce Allen, Texas46Radio.com, and it is once again phone interview day for me, and I have got the privilege of talking to another one of the ladies of Texas country music, Miss Darby Shawn. How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come to the slum area and talk to me today. I certainly appreciate it. Got some cool questions for you today. I'll try to make it not such a standard interview. And I like to ask the folks, where do you call home?
I call home the Houston area. I live kind of like right on the edge of Houston, Cypress, kind of basically Cypress, but technically my address is Houston.
Okay.
But if you go like 1 mile away, you hit Cypress. So that's the area that I'm in.
Nice. Family-wise, what kind of what was a household like growing up? Brothers and sisters and things like that, or what you got?
Yes, I have two younger sisters, and they're twins, and so they are 3.5 years younger than me, and then I'm the oldest.
Okay, are they identical or fraternal?
They're not. They're fraternal.
Okay, I've got the same.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do. And you know, it's the biggest surprise when your first child is a boy. It's going like, oh, now if we can just have a girl, then we'll be done. And then, oh my goodness, you get twins. It's like, well, we'll take it. So let's try again. And then you get another boy, and then you finally say you stop. So four boys is enough.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Oh my goodness. So what? Genre label do you give yourself?
I give myself country.
Country?
I think, yeah, it's probably the thing that fits the most, and I know all the genre conversations a bit complicated these days. I feel like people have a lot of different opinions about what they think a certain genre is, but I feel like country just fits it the best.
Okay, cool. Let's see, you just recently graduated from college?
I did, yes. I just graduated in May.
And you can say where you came from.
Texas A&M.
There you go. Okay, all
here
right.
Gum.
Okay, so you can't hear the yays or the other stuff here. So it's, we're very, very, we'll take either side. So.
Okay.
you know, the other day, I had a story on the air that dealt with the most... what was it called? Dealing with the most uncivilized thing that we do in public. Okay. And the answer to that was, you wear pajamas out in public. Do you wear pajamas out in public? Not on a regular basis, of course, but...
every day, obviously.
On the occasion, do you slip out of the house to run an errand or something with pajamas?
I don't think I've ever... Even in my worst, lowest point of the all-nighter finals college experience, I don't think I've ever really ventured into, like, wearing real pajamas, like, where you can tell they're pajamas, you know, like, a matching set or something outside in public. But I definitely have to admit that I have, like, gotten up and kept on the same T-shirt that I went to bed in. And ran a few errands in it. I must admit that has happened for
okay.
sure.
Okay, that'll work. So we can play along with that. So that's neat. Let's see.
Do
we did.
You?
You know what? Yes, I have. I've taken when I was driving my son to school. You know, we would he'd like to maybe stop by Chick-fil-A, or we would alternate between a Chick-fil-A and a Mexican restaurant for breakfast tacos. And if I didn't feel like putting on jeans, I would pop on I'd have my flannel PJs or shorts or whatever. Flannel PJs.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, shorts aren't considered pajamas. But I would go through there, and it wouldn't embarrass him or anything. We'd just go through the drive-up. And
I feel like that's perfectly acceptable.
Oh, I think it is too. But
you know, within the car,
it is. But then, if you're driving a truck most of the time, but then you take a small car where you're below window level, they can just peek right on in there and go like,
right.
"Oh my gosh!" Not only does he have long hair, he's wearing pajamas today.
Yeah, that
oh
is a risk.
So,
I hadn't thought of that.
Yes, indeedy. So you're a singer/songwriter, correct?
Yes.
So all of your songs that you have on your EPs, are they all written by you, or do you co-write?
I co-wrote a little bit on my very first EP, but then the Austin EP and the 4 AM album I wrote.
Okay. So the I guess the two singles that you've had out, If You Like That and Boy in a Ball Cap, are those yours or co?
They're mine, yeah.
They're yours. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Always good when you're starting out if you got some of your own on there. That is pretty sweet when you can do that.
Okay.
Do you do more acoustic shows or do you do full band and acoustic?
I do both. It kind of just depends. I feel like lately, like August was a little bit more full band heavy, sometimes is more acoustic, but I definitely do both.
Okay. Do you prefer one or the other?
I don't. I really enjoy playing with a band just because it doesn't always get to happen as much as I wanted it to, or certain bands and stuff, and I just think it's a lot of fun. I've been, you know, I can always play by myself acoustic, even just like around the house or like messing with songs, so I think it's really a lot of fun to get to be on stage with other people and to get to hear the songs with the full band behind it. So, but I don't know, there's been a lot of acoustic shows that have been really awesome, so I wouldn't say that I really prefer one over the other, but I think always getting to play full band is a lot of fun.
There's a lot of energy there when you have a lot of folks on there with you.
Yeah, it's nice to have someone else up there with you.
Neat. Okay, this is going to be the off the top of your head segment.
Okay.
I got five questions for you. First thing that comes to mind, okay? You ready?
Okay, yes.
Favorite pizza?
Just cheese.
Okay. Favorite movie?
The Breakfast Club.
Oh. Favorite country artist?
Chris Stapleton.
Okay. Favorite day of the week?
Friday.
All right. I won't even ask why, but I won't. and the last one. Favorite cartoon character?
That is hard.
Oh, you probably don't watch cartoons anymore, do you?
I don't watch a ton. I never really did watch a ton of cartoons, even as a kid.
Oh, as a cartoon maniac.
Hmm.
So you just...
I always liked the real kids. Even when I was younger, like, I was always more drawn to, like, Barney and stuff that had, like, real children on there. I don't know why.
Oh, that crazy purple creature?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just liked like real people. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I watched my share with the kids.
Cartoon.
Yeah, with the kids in front of the TV.
Yeah.
When you had Barney and you.
I guess we watched quite a bit of SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
Kids. So
okay.
That might be.
Okay, so if I said in the SpongeBob, you have a favorite character in the SpongeBob realm.
I feel like Patrick is just a really quality character, but Sandy is pretty cool too with her little. Like,
yeah,
you know, she's from Texas, and she's got her little, like, astronaut underwater suit.
Oh, she's got a good head on her shoulders, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. let's see here. It's off the wall here. If you're going to binge watch a TV show, or if you're Netflix or whatever, what's it going to be?
Either The Office or Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, very cool. That'll work. Oh, Grey's Anatomy. It's season starting up, end of this month.
I know.
We just can't.
I still need to get caught up on the last one.
Oh, yeah. Well, we it left it right there, ready for the next one. So we don't miss it. what's your most exciting achievement?
I think the music video that I just released a music video like a week and a half ago, and it was my very first one, and that was just really exciting.
Okay.
I think that might be one of the most exciting.
It's always exciting to do a music video, whether you do one or do several. Mm-hmm. They're always fun. We've only done one, and it was fun to do. It just, you know, it takes a little bit of time,
right,
to do it, but the end result is really good. Yeah. And I have not had a chance to see yours yet, mm-hmm. but I'll probably copy and paste the link and put it on the website and put it in the videos section. If you want to say hello to somebody, give a shout out to somebody today, fire away.
Well, shout out to my family, my mom, dad, and my sisters, Kendall and Jensen, because they are always the ones who are supporting me and who have driven me around to shows when I couldn't, or just shown up to watch me play the same songs that they've heard a billion times. And it's just really appreciated. So I probably have to shout out to them.
Okay, good, good. And I ask a lot of the artists, when you travel to gigs, how do you go? Bus, van, car, or scooter?
Oh, we all have scooter. definitely, it's been car for now.
Okay. That's economical. And
yeah.
What's your traveling, I guess, radius? How far do you go in any direction of Houston?
Mostly, I have played the majority of my shows in this area or gone, you know, like an hour or so out of it. I've gone to Nashville and LA a little bit, but that was mostly acoustic stuff on my own.
Well, don't forget, if you're ever down in the San Antonio, Austin direction, make sure you give us a holler.
Definitely.
We're right in between the two. So, I guess, from New Braunfels, have you ever been to Schlitterbahn?
I have.
You have? So you've been right in our backyard then.
Yes.
Enjoyable?
Yes.
It's crazy. The traffic is just horrendous during that time of the year. It's just, you know, if you want to avoid any area, the only travel that gets you around there is going to be those shuttles, and that's going to be about it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about your, did I grill you enough there already? It's all in good fun. So how about if you like that? Tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. If You Like That is it's actually the first song on the 4AM album. So much fun. I loved recording that song because it was one of those that I went in with the way that I had been playing it for a while and had written it, you know, like years before that. So I'd been playing it on my own quite a bit and then went in to record it. And it was just so great getting to kind of like put the band behind it and put, oh, well, this would sound really cool, or what about this guitar riff, and stuff like that. And I just felt like that song really grew in the recording process, and so hearing it on the album and stuff now, and it's one of my favorites to play. It's upbeat, it's really fun, and I love it. So I hope that other people have fun listening.
Oh, it's a cool song. I like the song. That's why that's why we play
it's a
little
here. Sassy.
Yes, it is indeed. Now, so Boy in a Ball Cap is your latest single. How did that one come about?
That one, it's actually funny. That one people ask me all the time about. That's one that I get asked about a lot. It actually was kind of one of those, I wish it was like as great of a story as I feel like this song portrays it.
Okay.
But really, I was just out in College Station. We went out dancing at a country bar, and this guy asked me to dance, and he was really cute, and he was wearing a ball cap. And that's it. I mean, we literally just danced like one time and he was really cute. And then that just kind of put the idea in my head. And that's where the song came from. So
so is it one of those where you're going along there and the song, you're like, I'll be right back. and it's kind of like, well, where'd she go? Never to be seen again.
It really was one of those things that like I went home and wrote down the idea. And then I think I finished it the next day.
Yeah. So the rest is history. So, hey, let's, if you don't mind, let's, give a listen to Boy in a Ball Cap.
Sounds good.
All right. Hey, this is Darby Shawn's latest single, Boy in a Ball Cap, right here with Bruce Allen, Darby Shawn, and Texas46Radio.com. We'll be right back after this one.
Long hair, blonde curl, sun kissed six packs, surfer gets you every time. Two shorter shorts and a polo shirt if you're into the frat boy type. Shy one in the corner with his dimples and his glasses on. But tonight it's all about the one who's rocking the country boy charm. Yeah, I'm talking about the boy in a ball cap, boots and a pearl snap, singing to a country song. Something about the way his eyes and the neon lights had me singing along. Something about the way he smiled and said, hey darling, can I have this dance? Yeah, I was falling for that. Boy in a ball cap. Tattooed leather wearing, don't care if you're swearing, kind of bad boy dream. Boy with the guitar and a don't care attitude, rocking the two tight jeans. Pretty boy model look-alike, yeah, you know he's got it all. But tonight I'm looking to do some two-stepping with the boy in the southern draw. Yeah, I'm talking about the boy in a ball cap, boots and a pearl snap, singing to a country song. Something about the way his eyes and the neon lights had me singing along. Something about the way he smiled, said, hey darling, can I have this dance? Yeah, I was falling.
That was Darby Sean with Boy in a Ball Cap right here with Bruce Allen on Texas46Radio.com. And we're very happy to have Ms. Darby Sean on the line with us. And so far, we have not lost any connection, major connection, which is good. How about some big shows coming up? Something that you're really looking forward to?
I am actually really looking forward to, I'm playing a show tonight out at Kicks Club with Susan Hickman, and I'm really excited because I've never got to play a show with just me and her.
Okay.
So that'll be a lot of fun. And then in October, have a show coming up, but it's like a private party show.
Okay.
And I haven't really gotten to do a lot of those, and I'm just really, really excited. It's with my band, and...
You know, I tell you what, you know, when you're playing, when you're playing with a band and stuff like that, you know, you play the venues and stuff like that, but when you can play private parties and private shows, those are nice.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be, again, getting to meet people that I haven't necessarily gotten to play with, like the other band that's playing. I haven't got to play a lot of shows with them, and just love meeting new artists and getting to hear them and everything.
Really?
And not necessarily new artists that
you go to
people that I haven't gotten to play.
You go to the shows to meet people, and I go for the food.
Both
not really. You know, when you can get you meet some good people, and then you get some shrimp cocktail and stuff. Oh, that's.
I mean, good people, good food.
That's a great combination.
Yeah, you can't really beat it.
Great combination. So tell everybody where they can find your music.
You can find it on iTunes or Spotify. I know those are like the big ones. Pretty sure you can find it anywhere basically that you can get music. Definitely iTunes, Spotify. You can also check out my website, darbyshawn.com. That kind of links you to everything. You can find videos on YouTube. Anywhere that you like to get music, you can find it.
Okay, that sounds awesome. And man, I hope sometime I'll be able to meet you on the road personally somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know, we're down here in South Texas, and cool. And even our group, we hardly ever get up the Houston way. On occasion we do, but maybe there might be somewhere in between we can catch up with you. But thank you so much for chatting with me this morning. Everybody, we've been listening and talking to Darby Sean, one of the fine ladies of Texas country music, which I think that you can probably agree there's just not enough of.
There's not.
So,
I agree.
So thanks for keeping in that group and keeping it going.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you again soon sometime, and take care.
Thank you.
See you later. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. We were just talking with Darby Sean, and great interview. And you know, if you didn't get a chance to catch all of it, or if you want to tell your friends about it and check it out again, it's going to be rebroadcast this afternoon at 5 p.m. Make your plans to give her a listen. It was a lot of fun. We got some more of those coming up in the next couple of weeks, and I want to just keep this thing going. So thanks for listening, and more music straight ahead.